Welcome to Tech Thoughts with Joey. This is episode 1, Microsoft Surface Event. Recorded on October the 9th, 2018. Today we're going to talk about everything Microsoft announced for the Surface hardware, and the thing that was not present at this event. So let's start with what they did announce. They announced new Surfaces, Surface Book 2, Surface Pro 6, and Surface Studio, all of which were just basically upgrades. They announced processor refreshes for the Surface Book, Surface Laptop and Surface Pro 6, they announced processor refreshes. They got 8th generation processors, and they got a new black color. And Surface Studio got 7th generation, and got the biggest upgrade. It got GPUs, it got the 1060 and 1070 GPUs, it got more RAM, it's got an SSD now, instead of the hybrid drive, which was stupid. It's got USB-C for video out, and we'll get back to that in a second. They also announced headphones that charge by USB-C. But there's no USB-C in their notebooks, and there's no USB-C in their laptops, in their Surface laptop. But they do have it in the Surface Go. So in the Studio, the USB-C port is only for video. There is no data or charging, obviously, because it's desktop. It's just used for video. So it basically just replaces the HDMI. And the Surface Go has USB-C. Doesn't have Thunderbolt, but that's not surprising because it's not capable of that. But my question is, why does Surface Pro 6 and Surface Laptop not have this USB-C? Because they're the two most popular products. Surface Book 2 does. So you have the Surface Go that is affordable, but it's not that powerful, so it's not going to benefit from USB-C. You've got Surface Laptop that nobody can afford. And then you have the two products in the middle, which are the products that most people buy, that people can afford, but aren't getting this important upgrade. So my question is, why is this? So they've for a while been really stuck on Surface Connect. Now Surface Connect, what is Surface Connect? Let's talk about this for a second, because I think this is important for people to understand. First of all, Surface Connect, they ripped that off of Apple. Let's be very clear about this. That is a clear copy of something Apple introduced back a long, long time ago called MagSafe. MagSafe was Apple's charging solution. They don't use anymore except for on the MacBook Air, which is going to get updated in about a week probably, to USB-C. All their new computers use USB-C to charge, but they used to use MagSafe. The only difference between MagSafe and Surface Connect is Surface Connect can also do data. The MagSafe cannot. But the connectors look pretty much the same. If you look at the MagSafe and the thing, they look pretty much the same. The only difference is the Surface Connect is black. So why is Microsoft still on this? Well, people have said, well, it's because of architecture. No, it's not because of architecture. The chipset supports it. The chipset they're using supports it. The chip they're using supports it. The 8th generation and the 7th generation. It's not because of chipset. It's not because there's not devices that support it, because there's a lot of things that support it. It's because they want you to buy Surface Connect, their Surface Connect dock, which is outrageously priced, and they want you to buy all this other stuff. USB-C is a better standard. We need to move to USB-C. Microsoft is going to lose to the iPad if they don't get things in order, because Apple is rumored to be releasing an iPad probably next week, I'm guessing. That would make sense. That October 16th, they will probably release an iPad Pro with USB-C, with a USB-C bezel-less, and it's also rumored it's going to be able to drive a 4K display. To my knowledge, a Surface Book, a Surface Laptop, or a Surface Pro 6 cannot do that. So my question is, why haven't they done this? That would have been a great upgrade. Because right now, the upgrades that they made to these products are great. They made black color. They gave it a black color, which looks nice. If you know the original Surfaces, they were all black, and that was really nice. But they didn't do anything else. They did processor upgrades. They gave the biggest upgrade to the Surface Studio, which was great. It got more RAM, 30 gigs, but they didn't give it USB-C. Well, they gave it USB-C, but not the full USB-C. Nothing else got USB-C. The headphones, though, these Surface headphones, charge via USB-C. So my question is, you released a product that can charge via USB-C. You released a product that gives video out via USB-C, but you have nothing that can actually use the full power of USB-C. This seems like kind of a half-assed approach to giving people USB-C. Give us full USB-C, and in the products that can handle it, give us USB-C with Thunderbolt. Like, the Go has USB-C, but that's an affordable product, but nobody's going to be able to use the USB-C on that product because it's not that powerful. And Surface Book 2 is powerful, but it's really expensive, and nobody can afford, a lot of people can't afford that. Like, even a company like Apple has moved away from proprietary connectors for their computers. They're moving to USB-C. That's got to tell people something. If a company like Apple has already made the decision that we are going to give up on our proprietary connector to move to a better connector, that's got to tell people that, like, this is Microsoft moving in the wrong direction. And I have a feeling whenever their rumored Andromeda device, if it ever comes up, I have a feeling that that device is going to also have Surface Connect. And if it does, I'm going to say that's going to doom that device to failure. I think that will doom that device to failure, because that device is not going to have the accessory market built around it. Like, they're not gonna have what Apple has with Lightning, because Microsoft already tried the phone thing. It failed. So the way you build a market around your device is you use standards. You use Lightning. You use things like USB-C that already have stuff built for it that you can just add support for in your OS. That's how you build a product that has an ecosystem, if you can't do what Apple did. And they can't do what Apple did. So this product is not going to have this app. If this ships with Surface Connect, it is going to be a failure out of the gate, because it's not going to have, yes, it'll have a little bit of an ecosystem, it'll have a little bit of the it'll be able to work with the accessories that Microsoft releases for them, but it won't be able to work with anything else. And that's not going to give it the best start. So I really do hope that they give it what it deserves. Because I really love Surface. I think Surface is a great product. I love what they've done with it. But Microsoft is heading in a direction that makes no sense to me. Why would you still, in 2018, be shipping Surface Connect? You know, people get upset with Apple because, oh, they don't have touchscreens on the Macs. And I agree. In 2018, a Mac should have touchscreen. But even more important is, in 2018, I shouldn't have to buy a proprietary connector for a computer that's over $1,000. That doesn't make sense to me. So, you know, Surface Connect, for right now, it's fine. And even if you want to ship USB-C and Surface Connect beside each other, that's great. Do that. I would be fine with that. What I'm not fine with is what we have now, which is we either have USB-C or we have Surface Connect. Some devices like the Surface Book do have both, and I think that's great. And same with the Go. But again, the Go is not... The Go has USB-C, but again, I'm not going to get... The only thing I'm going to get with USB-C on that is charging. Because it's not going to be able to really handle too much, because it's a slower processor. I want them to bring Surface... Because I would buy a Surface laptop. I would buy a Surface laptop if I could get USB-C and something that didn't have a cloth thing. But my rant aside, I do really love what they did with the upgrades. I think they made some really good upgrades. I think the Surface Studio finally got the upgrade needed. Because let's be honest, Surface Studio, it's been a gorgeous product since it came out. But it didn't have the power to back it up. Now it has the power to back it up. And they finally gave it the power it deserved. And I think it's awesome. I'm excited to ever get to touch one. I won't be able to buy one because they also upgraded the price to be here in Canada, $4,500 starting, which is ridiculous. But at least it's closer to that price range with those kind of specs. And yeah, so the Surface computers were awesome. But the Surface headphones, I'm actually very interested in these. These sound really good. They're only available in the U.S. at launch when they launched in November. These are nice. But I just... And they charge by USB-C, which is great. I really want to try them. And this is a good thing for them, and I think we're going to see more Surface accessories. I really like the event. They showed off some software stuff, which, like, being able to mirror stuff to your computer from your Android phone, which is cool. But the hardware, I think, was the big thing in that thing, and I really was interested in it. I thought it was awesome. But, again, the big thing is the things that weren't present at this device, I think, or at this, the things that weren't present in these devices was a little bit more clear than what was present, because USB-C was a big departure. But I enjoyed the event. I'm excited to hear the reviews of these devices, and I'm looking forward to the next couple weeks, because we're going to have lots of stuff to talk about, like Samsung's event on Thursday, Google's event tomorrow, because I'm recording this on the 8th. I know the start of my podcast, it actually says the 9th, but I'm actually recording this on the 8th, but we got Google's event tomorrow. We got all this stuff coming up. We got Apple's event, possibly next week. I don't know anything. I have no information on that. That's just kind of a guess based on the fact they have pre-orders for the iPhone XR, which I will be buying next week. So it makes sense that they would do an announcement on Tuesday so they could just do pre-order for the iPad on the same day. But we'll see. But no, thank you for joining me for this podcast. I love doing this, and I'm glad you guys let me do this. So, thank you. I will see you guys later. This has been Tech Thoughts with Joey. Have a good night.